Welcome back to The Avenue. I am your host, Zara Chanel, and today I have a little bonus episode. I decided to do this episode because I really started this podcast to help people, to motivate people, to inspire people, to make you laugh, to talk about what's going on in the world. And I feel like lately I've been on the gossip end of things, so I'm going to scale that back a little. And I want to talk all about public speaking and how it's changed my life and how I built up the confidence to do it. Now, whether or not you realize that you are going to have to speak publicly, you might be one of those people who, like me, I used to try to avoid it at all costs. I used to get so nervous. I used to start sweating, get a pit in the bottom of my stomach. But it's inevitable. You're going to have to do it at some point, whether it be at school, school projects, work, at a meeting. I used to have to do it at work meetings. I was just a mess. I used to start to stutter. Church, those dreaded church announcements or the church introductions where you have to stand up in front of the whole congregation and introduce yourself. This stuff used to just give me anxiety on 10, level 10. Weddings, you might have to make a speech at a wedding. I had to stand up and make a speech at my own wedding. I was a little nervous, but I started crying anyway. So I think that kind of, you know, settled the nerves a little bit. It made me feel more comfortable doing that, if that makes any sense. So my journey with public speaking, let's start off with me just growing up and as a child and, you know, being insecure. I was very self-conscious about people's perception of me. So if I would walk into a room, I would be thinking about what everybody in the room was thinking about me. They're staring at this, they're looking at that, or they're looking at all my flaws and all my imperfections, because I felt like people could see all of my flaws just by looking at me face to face. And that's not the case. But that's why insecurity is just, oh my God, it's the devil. I used to be very quiet in public settings. If I was there with a friend and there were other people around, I would only talk to that friend I was there with. And people would think I was kind of weird because I was just so quiet. But I didn't care because I just didn't have it in me to speak up and to really just be myself around people. And this continued for a long time, probably till my 20s. I'm in my 30s now, and I'm just conquering this thing. So it's a steady course, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. So 2 years ago, I took a public speaking course in my college, and it was nothing heavy. We had a few projects where we would have to get in front of the class and speak and present projects. And again, this anxiety, these nerves, I was up there shaking like a leaf, stuttering. And the funny thing is, people came up to me and they tell me, oh, you sound so good. But that's partly because I live in Mississippi and I was going to school in Mississippi, and I have this kind of New Yorkish accent. I don't know what it is now. It was New York at one point, but it might be something else now. So people just would like to hear me talk because I sounded differently. But in my mind, I'm freaking out, like, you know, stuttering and like up there sweating and just waiting for it to be over. Initially, I don't think I saw a big difference in my speaking when I was taking the class, but I did learn a few things and I kept a few nuggets with me. A few things that I learned were, you know, when I would get up there, everybody's nervous. It's not just you. Everybody in the world is going to be nervous before they get up and make a speech. So it would help if you are prepared. Whatever you're speaking on, study it, read it, so you know what you're talking about. Also, when I would get nervous, I would speak very quickly because I would just want to get it over with. So I would not make eye contact. I would read off of a paper and read as fast as I could. And that just sounds and looks crazy. So my instructor told me that I should speak slowly and speak clearly and look up. If you're reading from something, you have to look up every once in a while and look at the crowd or look at the back, look over the top of everyone's heads, things like that helped. He also told me that people don't know how nervous you are. So you might think you're up there doing a bad job or a poor job, but most people can't read that unless it's really, really obvious. So if you can kind of just go slowly and speak clearly, people will not even realize that you are as nervous as you are. I recently did a speech and I was reading, something off of a paper, but I was very nervous. But I talked to some people in the crowd and they said, "You were nervous?" I couldn't tell because I spoke clearly. I read from the paper. I make sure, you know, I'm fully pronouncing my words and I try to remain calm, because when you talk quickly, you talk faster, you speed things up, that's when you start stuttering. So you don't want to do that. So earlier this year, I attended a leadership college at a university. And if you can go to these little conferences in your city, there's always conferences for everything, whether it be a makeup artist, you know, a class, or publishers, people who want to self-publish. They have conferences. Whatever you're in, you know, whatever you're interested in, whatever field you're in, just please, if they have a conference in your town, just go, because you get so many helpful tools from these things and you get to network with like-minded people. You might be someone, let's even say you want to be some type of an influencer. You might go to one of these conferences and meet a photographer that needs, you know, someone to practice on, and you get some free pictures or pictures at a really discounted rate. I mean, you just have to go to these events and network with people. Please, please do that. So I say all that to say, I attended this leadership conference and there was a gentleman who spoke to us and he said, "The only way that you're going to get rid of this fear of public speaking is to do it. You have to do it." So there's always going to be a time where you can stand up and speak. So seek out those opportunities. For instance, if you're in a classroom and your instructor tells you, anybody want to stand up and tell us? Always just do it. Just do it. Because the more you do it, the more comfortable you're going to be doing it. You have to do it. Practice, practice, practice. If you want to get better at speaking in front of people, you have to do it. That's the only way you are going to get comfortable doing it. And I feel like I just said that 5 times, but I just want to get that through your head. You just have to do it. This year in school, I have been speaking often because I was in a leadership role in an organization, one of my school organizations. And the more I did it, I found myself wanting to do it. While I was speaking publicly, I just felt I felt empowered. I really felt like a leader, like I could command all this attention. Like that was a great feeling. Like everybody in the room is listening to what I have to say, and I'm holding all of these people's interests. And that's really cool, because that is just something that not everybody can do. It's just funny how life goes, because like I said, I started out as somebody who couldn't even stand up and say, "Hi, my name is blah, blah, blah." I couldn't even do that, to the point of where now I'm actually seeking the opportunities to public speak. I think that podcasting in general is helping with public speaking, because it kind of makes you think off the cuff. I work with an outline most times with my podcast. And so I don't have a script. So it's just kind of like bullet points. What do I want to talk about? Bah, 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 bah. So you have to just come up with things at the top of your head to say, to speak, to kind of, you know, be engaging to people. So I believe that the public speaking has helped me with that. And excuse me, podcasting is helping with my public speaking as well. I don't know what your belief system is, but I believe in God, and I don't know what is going to happen in my life, but I just feel like I am really being prepared for something big, something big. Everything that has happened in my life has been crazy. I grew up in New York, I moved to Houston, Texas, of all places. And then from Houston, Texas, I moved to Mississippi, of all places. Growing up, I could never see myself living in Mississippi, in some place like Mississippi. I just couldn't, because I'm such a city girl. I still feel like I'm a city girl at heart. I feel like I should be living in Brooklyn right now, you know, but I'm not, because I don't know what it is. But I just know in the back of my mind, like, I am really getting prepared for something big, and I'm ready. And I want to tell you, anyone who's listening right now, everything that you've been through is necessary, good, bad, whatever, because it brought you to where you are now. And if you are not where you want to be now, I promise you, if you're doing bad in life, you're working at a job you don't want to work at, you're not doing any, you're with in a relationship you shouldn't be in, just make those changes. Make changes to move your life in a positive direction. And I promise things will just start to fall into place for you. I promise. If you don't like where you are in life, change it. That's all you have to do. I promise. And you'll look back and you'll say, because so many things happened to me in my life, and I used to just, you know, when I was younger, I used to cry about these things. And now I'm like, wow. Everything was necessary. Everything had to happen the way it did. Because right now, where I am, this is where I should be in life. This is what I'm supposed to be. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. But I had to go through a lot to get here. So, in conclusion, back to public speaking. The only way to get better at it is to seek opportunities to do it. So seek little opportunities to speak in public, and eventually you will get more and more comfortable with it. All right. Well, take care. And I'm so thankful that you've listened. And I hope I've said something in here that'll help you along in your journey.